What I do every year, as this church knows, I usually devote our patriotic service to, I kind of call it my State of the Union a little bit. But it gives me an opportunity once a year to really share my sentiments concerning my love for the country and my sentiments as well concerning my concerns that I have that I share with the rest of you in our country. And so today I want to devote my message, my thoughts, my sermon to the idea today. Brother Mike had us sing just a few minutes ago the song, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. And I want to borrow a part of the lyrics of that song, namely, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. And I want to preach this morning on that subject, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. What a great song. What a great patriotic song. What a significant song when it comes to the library of patriotic music that we're accustomed to in our country and we sing regularly here in our church on patriotic days. The song itself was written in 1831 by a 24-year-old Baptist seminary student, Samuel Francis Smith, while he was attending Andover Theological Seminary in Massachusetts. And that song has been upon the hearts of Americans ever since then. What great lyrics. But I want us this morning, if you'll turn in your Bibles, to the book of Jonah, chapter 1. And I want to read one verse this morning from this chapter and borrow a thought from this scriptural passage of Scripture, which I will also use today to complement my thoughts upon this message. Jonah chapter 1, beginning at verse 8, or rather looking at verse 8. The Bible says, Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? I want us to bow for prayer in just a moment, and then we'll get back to my message. Father in heaven, we thank you today for the way that you've already blessed our hearts as we've sung this wonderful patriotic song that our country favors and says so much about this country that we love. And then we thank you today for the music, the spatial music by Misty. And those songs today stir our patriotic hearts. We rejoice. We weep tears of joy, of pride, because of being an American. We thank you for this privilege. This is a time of the year that it's hard to table emotions as we consider how good this country has been to us. We thank you today for the patriots of our nation. Thank you for those in our church service that have served in the military, and for the spouses of the military members, and for every single person today who loves this country, who supports the military, and who are just as equally as much of an American and a patriotic American as anyone else. I thank you today for our country. I pray your blessings upon our president. I pray that you would bestow upon him special wisdom and protection and leadership and guidance. I pray for our nation as it's undergoing some of the most severe attacks that I personally can ever remember since I've lived, of many today that are seeking to destroy a wonderful country that was a dream, that was a vision, that was the handiwork of our founders under the guidance of Almighty God. So, Father, today, bless our president, we pray. We pray that the enemies of our country will be frustrated in their efforts. Now, Lord, today, bless our service. We pray for those that are watching, that are listening, outside of the realm of this building, that you would bless them, Lord. Thank you for the support and the interest and the kind comments. And those that view these services through Facebook and YouTube and our church website. Now, Father, bless them. And today we especially pray for those that could be watching, listening, that have never received the greatest liberty, freedom of all, the freedom of a soul set free. May they be saved today. But bless our country and bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The prophet Jonah, an unusual prophet. The prophet Jonah, at the time that this book begins, chapter 1, Jonah is seen running from God. Jonah is out of the will of God. Jonah is on a ship heading in the wrong direction because of his disobedience. The storm came. The ship was in jeopardy. And we understand and we know as we read the rest of the book that basically what had happened is God was at work. God prepares several things in this book. God prepared the storm for one thing. And of course it does get the prophet's attention. But at this point in time, he's asleep. The storm has arrived. The mariners feel that their lives are threatened. They come to this man, this prophet. They ask him a question. What is your country? What is your country? They were concerned, thinking that possibly the whereabouts of that prophet might provide some kind of an answer for the dilemma that they were in since this quote-unquote character came on board. So they said, what is thy country? I want us to think about that this morning. We could ask that question concerning America. We could say, what is thy country? What about America? What could we say about this country that we love? What could we say about our beloved country? What could we say about America today? We could say a lot. We could speak of the positive things, which is what I would much rather speak about. We could speak of the privileges of the freedoms of the blessings that we enjoy. But there are some things today that needs to be brought to the attention of America, needs to be brought to the attention of politicians, that needs to be brought to the attention of lawmakers. And we who are burdened about our country, we feel like there's some things we cannot sweep under the carpet. It needs to be addressed. But this morning, for the sake of my message, let me again do what I usually do on the 4th of July as far as a church service. I like to bring a message about America. I like to bring a patriotic message. I like to bring a quote-unquote State of the Union preacher's version of a message. So let me do that today. This song, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty, of thee I sing. You're probably already aware of the fact that this song, the tune of this song, is the British song, God Save the Queen. The British song. You also are aware of the fact that the word tis, we don't use that language today, or that word today, in our modern English language. But the word tis, what does it mean? It simply means it's. So to paraphrase the thought of the song, we could put it like this. We could say, it's you, my country. It's you, my country. And sweet land of liberty, I'm singing about. It's you, America. It's you, my country, that I have a song about, that I'm singing about. We celebrate the 4th of July again this year, and we do so with a knowledge of history. In fact, I think the only proper way to celebrate the 4th of July is to have a knowledge of history, to understand something about our background, We're accustomed to having a patriotic service here, as I mentioned earlier, and we usually make this day a very special day on our church calendar. We gladly sing the national anthem and the patriotic songs of our country. We as Americans do have something to sing about. We sing about a nation blessed, for God has shed His grace on us. We sing of a nation with a rich heritage. We sing of a nation that was born through birth pangs and struggle. We sing of a nation that had a humble beginning. Our nation's beginning was a beginning that involved sacrifice and bloodshed. Our nation has been through the fires from the day that it began as a country. Down through the centuries, we as a nation have endured the tests, the trials, the fires, the problems. We've fought our wars. We've endured a lot of abuse. We've suffered as Americans. But the hand of God has been upon our country. Our country has been good to Israel. Our country is a country that I believe, and I'm thinking now especially, is a country that shows kindness towards Christianity. And we can be so thankful for that. We sing about a country that has gone through many wars, but yet has survived. It has known toil and tribulation, and today is shaken by a unique threat which constitutes an enemy that's out to destroy our way of life designed by our founders. We sing about a country which is a country of patriots. Patriots who put on their uniforms. Patriots flown off to battlefields. Patriots who continue to die because of the love of our country. Who are dying even today, I'm sure, on some battlefield around this world. This country of our song is a country of dreams. This is a country that is sought after by people around the world who would do anything to call America home. This country of our song is a rich country. This country prides itself with the oil fields of Texas, the wheat fields of Kansas, the corn fields of Iowa, and the coal fields of West Virginia and Pennsylvania. We sing of a country with the greatest constitution among all of the countries of this earth. Our way of life is the envy of this world. We sing of a sweet land of liberty. Many seek to destroy or confiscate our liberty, but America isn't ready to give up. We sing of an American with patriotic pride. We sing with joy in our hearts and pride in our souls because we love this country. We sing of a beautiful country with a beautiful history. The history includes its great monuments, its state houses, its parks, its mountains, its coastline, its plains. We sing of a country with its solemn reminder of the cost of freedom. This country of ours, the song that we sing is a song of a country that has many cemeteries with flags adorning the graves of many of those graves. And many of those graves contain the remains of a casualty of war. We sing of a country under vicious attack from an enemy within who seeks to destroy the soul of America. Our country has been through the fires before, but has never faced such an intense internal enemy that now seeks to destroy and to get rid of what we as America stands for. Our greatest enemy today does not wear the uniform of an enemy combatant, but the suit of a politician and the suit of an educator in universities of our country. Many of the same universities, interestingly enough, were established to train preachers of the gospel. But now they train young men and women who hate this country that we sing about. We hear the mention today about the swamp. May I say today that the swamp is established politics. The swamp is Ivy League schools. And the swamp is the mind of the uninformed voters who vote the likes of a Bernie Sanders and an Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, who was just reelected as a U.S. representative for New York's 14th Congressional District. I say there's something wrong today in our nation when there's no discernment, when people go to the polls. I find it a mystery that people not only vote for who they vote for, but the greatest mystery is why they vote for what they vote for. I can't understand why people today will vote people in that are out to get them. People today that will destroy this country. People today that advocate socialism. People today that care not for the free enterprise system. People today that would like to destroy churches. People today that would like to enact a socialistic government in our land. Why would people vote politicians in like that? I can't understand. We sing of a country with a rich history. A rich history. The lineage of America traces to a Judeo-Christian heritage and not a humanistic, atheistic heritage. The pilgrims landed in Plymouth in the name of Christ. The Huguenots came in the name of God. William Penn settled Pennsylvania in the name of the Nazarene. It was Benjamin Franklin who, in addressing the Continental Congress, he said, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of man. If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it is improbable that an empire can rise without his aid." I've quoted from a patriot. I've quoted from a founder. I've quoted from someone who left an indelible mark on the history of our country. And now while I stand here preaching, there are mindless people today not even aware of the implications of what they're doing. And they're out on campaigns to destroy mementos of our freedom, mementos of our history, destroying the statues. And many of them, you ask them why they're doing it, and they simply don't even know. That's where we stand today. Paul Harvey once read this following, and let me read what he said. "I am the United States of America. I was born on July the 4th, 1776. The Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. 13 colonies were my founders. The bloodlines of past patriots run in my veins. I'm the Statue of Liberty, offering freedom to the oppressed. I'm the United States of America. I'm over 3 million souls. I'm Nathan Hale. I'm Paul Revere. I'm Washington. I'm Jefferson. I'm Patrick Henry. I'm Lee. I'm Grant and Lincoln. I'm the Brooklyn Bridge and the wheat fields of Kansas. I'm the coal fields of West Virginia and Pennsylvania. I'm the rich lands of the West and the Grand Canyon. I'm Independence Hall. I'm from the Atlantic to the Pacific. I'm over 3 million square miles throbbing with industry. I'm more than 5 million farms. I'm mountains and deserts. I'm villages and cities. I never sleep. I'm Ben Franklin. I'm Betsy Ross. I'm the flag seen by Francis Scott Key. I'm the Alamo. I'm Pearl Harbor. I'm freedom of speech. I'm freedom of religion. I'm Babe Ruth. I'm Hank Aaron. I'm the World Series. I'm over 170,000 schools and colleges. I'm a vote on election day. The roar of a crowd in a stadium. I'm a newspaper, a commentator, the music of a choir. I'm the voices of preachers of over 250,000 churches. I'm Eli Whitney, Thomas Edison, Billy Graham. I'm an astronaut walking on the moon. I'm a fireman and a policeman in the World Trade Center. I'm a soldier fighting to protect our freedom. I'm an American who loves liberty and freedom. I am the United States of America. I was born free, and God willing, I will remain. May I, with integrity and courage, always stand, to stand with those before, to be a beacon in the world, to keep our nation indivisible in one nation under God. I am the United States of America. Happy birthday, America. We sing today of a nation with political, that's at a political and ideological crossroads. That's where our nation is today. We are at a crossroads. I'm saying political and ideological. Many who live here and enjoy our cherished freedoms, at the expense of the lives of thousands who've died, are choosing a road that our founders never intended to be traveled. We're now living in the shadow of an age. Our liberties are fast receding. You say, but we still have lots of blessings in America. That's true. Yes, we do. But they are residual blessings that our forefathers left us. They are Americans by name. Let me say this. Many today are American by name, but that's all. They're only American by name, for they have exposed their true identity by their contempt for the very document and charter which was drafted and signed by the founders of the Constitution. And incidentally, not that you don't already know this, the signers of the Constitution paid a severe price for their signature on the Declaration of Independence. If you read of their history, if you read of how their lives went after they signed, it would shock the average American. But they were willing to pay the price. They saw a cause that was greater than themselves. They recognized a dream that was worth dreaming. They saw a possibility that Europe didn't offer. They saw something by way of a dream and a vision that they were willing to die for. They signed that document, the statement of our birth. And since then, down through the years, and we do have relatively still a short history, but down through the years, countless young men and women have shed their blood on foreign battlefields and even in our country. Why? Because they too had that dream. They too had that vision. They too realized that America represented far more than themselves. They saw a hope for their family. They saw a possibility for their grandkids. They saw a fulfilled vision for the homeless, for the sick, for the tired, for the weary. So they were willing to die for that cherished freedom. We are a divided nation today. But let me be quick to point out that the element of division is not the element of skin color. It's the element of ideology. It's really not about skin color. It's about ideology. And let me make that point clear. The mobs that ravage your cities, tear down monuments, destroy our buildings, it's not an issue over skin color. It is ideology. Many of them have actually testified the fact that they're funded by the likes of a George Soros anyway. At this crossroad in history, Do we choose? Here's the question. Do we choose the road of radical socialism or the road designed by the Constitution engineers, which directs us accurately down Freedom Road? Those that choose the wrong road hypocritically sing, "My native country, thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love." That's hypocritical singing that. No one could love this country that tries to destroy its constitution. I don't care if it is a Nancy Pelosi. I don't care if it is a Chuck Schumer. I don't care if it is an Adam Schiff. It makes no difference. And by the way, I have every right to say that because, thank God, we still do have freedom of speech. You see, multitudes of red-blooded Americans like you people that are here this morning and you folks that are watching, sing from the heart with pride in our soul and tears in our eyes. As we ponder, as we reflect, as we rejoice, as we celebrate what it is to be an American. But now who am I this morning to speak of sacrifice? Who am I today to speak of paying a price? I've been one of many veterans that have been glad to serve my country. I've been one of many veterans that have been trained, that have gone into the military, that have gone other places, including battlefields. And I'll never forget to this day. But again, I preface all that I'm about to say by who am I. They have paid a far greater price than me. The heroes are those that didn't come home. The heroes are those whose graves are on the landscape of a Washington National Monument, of the graveyard there, of the graveyard out here, of the cemeteries all around this country. You see, those are the heroes, those that were buried at Normandy, those whose remains have never made it home, those who have died at sea. Maybe their ship went down. Their remains have never been recovered. You see, those are the heroes. It shows those young men and women who have gone to battle, that have died in combat, who have never had the privilege to come home, to raise a family, to have a cookout like we had yesterday. Those are the heroes. But I can tell you this, though. This is just me talking. I stand today as a proud American. I'm proud of the fact that I was able to do just a little part, though it was little, to serve my country. Amen. I'll never forget the day I got on the plane at Pope Air Force Base. Carol was standing there, waving as we left, as our plane left. And I'll never forget getting on that airplane. And again, who am I to say anything? What about those that have had it far worse than I have? But I can still remember that pride, that joy, that peace, that spatial feeling to know that I was actually able to serve my country. That's how I feel. I believe this country is worth fighting for. This country is worth dying for. This country is worth, it's worth a sacrifice. I get so tired of how the reckless, careless politicians constantly down our president. And I truly believe he has the good of this country at heart. Oh, he speaks crudely. Yes, his attitude, many can find fault there. But I'm so thankful we have probably never had an American president that's any more pro-Christian, pro-church than Donald Trump. We have never had a president that's been any more pro-Israel than Donald Trump. And I believe that God will look with favor upon the presidency of this man who literally is shot at every day of his life. I'd like to salute him right now if I could. You see, we are divided today. Those that choose a wrong road at the crossroads sing hypocritically that song that we sang. We sing about our beloved country which displays its freedom, not so much by fireworks and cookouts, but by specific marked graves in its many cemeteries. Names prefaced by military rank, and most certainly an untimely date of death. Most of those names on those cemetery plots are of the youth of America. Of the youth. 19-year-olds that died in youth. Many are celebrating the 4th of July this year on vacations, and rightly so. We've had our backyard cookouts, but many Americans are defending our country in a hostile environment rather than a family backyard or vacation site. And some of you today that have been in the military can remember when you were away from home on the 4th of July. We sing of a country with freedoms, including the freedom to leave it if you don't like it. And let me stress that a little bit. I say to all who listen, leave America alone or leave us. If I had the money, I'd pay your airfare. And by the way, when you leave it, don't let the door hit you on the way out. You see, in America, here's what we believe. And we're not about to change. Here's what we believe. We believe in the Bible. We believe in the Second Amendment. We stand against socialism. We are against abortion. We believe that all lives matter because the Bible supports that. For God so loved the world. That proves all lives matter. God so loved the world. Now, you know, I didn't do too well in math or in English and a lot of other courses. But I do have enough sense to know that world means world. And it's not talking about the geography. For God so loved the world. The world of mankind, including every race, every color, every creed. God loves the world. Don't stand there and tell me just black lives matter. You better be honest. If you understand the Bible, all lives matter. All lives matter. I've lived long enough in this country to observe that hard work, creativity, vision and discipline still works and turns out achievers regardless of race. Now, by the way, speaking of all lives matter, which is what I believe today, I believe the lives of all races matter. I believe the lives of the unborn matter. I believe the lives of children matter. I believe the lives of Christians matter. I believe the lives of Jews matter. I believe the lives of innocent people matter. I believe the lives of policemen matter. I believe they all matter. Who gave street gangs the authority to know what lives matter? When did God die and turn the authority over to street gangs? On who matters? I believe this morning, and I don't care who gets mad, who upsets, send your notes on to me. I don't really care. I don't give a flip right now. You people out there that push the Black Lives Matter, I say to you, White Lives Matter, all lives matter. Take it any way you want to. But I will, let me qualify, some of the brightest, sharpest minded people in America today are black people who have good sense, who know what we're talking about, who will also agree. It's not skin color that determines direction in our country. It's good old work ethic, creativity. It's less complaining and more working and just going out there and put your mind on accomplishing what you feel like you need to accomplish. And we have a lot of people that are proving that. You know, we sing of a country today that's in desperate need of a spiritual awakening. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. America's only hope today is found in this verse. You know, our nation had a godly founding and a glorious past. Alexander Hamilton said, people get the government they deserve. But when you look back, America was born in a revival. The Great Awakening swept the land in a flame of righteousness. Out of that Great Awakening, schools were built. Principles were taught, and character became strong. A newborn nation declared her independence from England and upon an almighty God. Our founding fathers knew that the best government was the least government. The more character you have, the more responsibility you'll assume, and the less government you'll need. James Madison said, we've staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it, but upon the capacity to govern and sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments. Spiritual awakening and revival is the only hope of this nation. Our real hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Man has proven time and time again that he lacks the capacity to govern himself. I value my citizenship in this country. But I must tell you that the citizenship that I have, made possible by the Lord's finished work, I value the most. I must say that while we honor those who died for the sake of our nation, we must be reminded of the greatest warrior of all that I love to preach about. And I love to tell congregations about. And I like to write about who went to that cross and spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly triumphing over them in it. I'm delighted that I can tell you today that Jesus saves. I'm glad today, and you're glad, and as Americans, we're glad that we can sing our nation's songs, aren't we? We're thankful that we can sing, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. But there's a song that I love to sing even more. And it's a song that represents something deeper. And that's Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I can sing, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, but I can also sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And may I say to all of you today that are in this service and that are watching out there, may I say today, yes, thank God for all patriots, for true Americans, for a people today that love and sing, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. But can you sing today, Amazing Grace? Remember, we're blessed as a nation because God saw fit to shed His grace on our country. But every individual must personally experience God's saving grace in their soul. 17 and 76 is a date that we as Americans treasure. 17 and 76. We could say, there you have it, the birth date of our nation. But can everyone right now watching me, listening to me, can you say, there's another date that I treasure? That was the day that Jesus came into my life. That was the day that God saved my soul. And I would be preaching amiss if I didn't remind everyone today that my main message is not about my likes or dislikes of my country. My main message is this. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the message that people really need to hear. Let's bow our heads in prayer. I'm going to have Brother Mike to come, and this morning we'll just go ahead and have another invitation shortly, Brother Mike. And I'm going to go ahead and in just a few moments we'll just turn close down our system here. But this morning, if you're here in this building or you're watching me listening through YouTube or through Facebook and you're not sure that you're a Christian, I wonder right now the question, wouldn't you like to be saved? Wouldn't you like to know for sure today if you died that you'd go to heaven? Is your citizenship today in heaven? Oh, it's wonderful to be a citizen of America, but is your citizenship in heaven? If not, let me tell you how you can be saved. And this is not me with a theory. This is the Bible. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Right now, right where you are, are you willing to say, Lord, I'm a sinner? I know you. Jesus died for me, was buried and rose again. Come into my heart and save me. If you'll pray that prayer from the heart and mean it, God will save you. Because again, remember, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So you can be saved right now. Then even in our church service, if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, you're not sure that you're saved, would you slip your hand up and say, preacher, I need to trust Christ. I've never been saved. Anyone this morning in our congregation here? Anyone? Now, as we have an invitation, if there's anyone that wants to just come and pray at this altar, are you here this morning and maybe you're going through an issue that you just need to let God help you with, and you're troubled about something and you just need God's peace, would you raise your hand and say, pray for me, preacher. I know I'm saved. Yes, God bless you over here. I know I'm saved, but there's an issue I just need God's peace about. Anyone in the service, you slip your hand up for prayer. We're going to have an invitation shortly, but after I pray, we're going to go ahead and close down our Facebook and YouTube service. But let's pray. Father, bless now. Bless this invitation. Use this message for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Mike.